You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Psychic Psych with Jax Potter.
Jax Potter.
Live from the psychicpsych.com.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Psychic Psych
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to the Psychic Psych Show. I'm Jax Potter, and I'm in Brisbane, Australia. We're going to take some calls today. And before we take some calls, I'm going to do a little card shuffle, see where the collective's at, see what we need to talk about, what we want to hear about, what is playing on our mind at the moment. As I'm talking, I'm noticing some like heat in my body and some resistance to feeling big feelings. So I have a feeling that might be what today is about, because as I started talking, I immediately feel teary and as though I need this release, like this big cry or this big scream or a big, I need to understand what's happening so that I can move through this stagnation and into something wonderful. Okay. Not surprisingly, the card that I pulled is focus your mind. Focus on your priorities. The priorities at the moment are, I'm just going to speak as I channel, are where your mind is taking you. So sometimes our mind does a brilliant job of taking us to where we need to go, where our focus needs to be, what is for our best interests. But sometimes our mind has a tendency just to go rogue and take us on different tangents and take us down rabbit holes that we don't need to be down. We have over 70,000 thoughts per day. Most of them are absolute nonsense. Most of them don't serve us. Most of them aren't helpful for us. Most of them don't provide us with understanding or clarity or security. So if you're noticing that you're feeling this frustration and maybe you're overthinking or maybe you're avoiding your thoughts completely, let yourself just quiet down and tap into what your mind is actually asking you to focus on with love and with grace, not with force. So this is what I keep hearing: nothing through force, nothing through force. So if you feel like you might be forcing conversations, you might be forcing understanding, you might be forcing moving on from a situation that you're just sick of thinking about and sick of dealing with, allow yourself the grace to just sit in it for a little bit longer and understand that the reason you haven't moved through it or that it hasn't changed is because there's more for you to either feel or more for you to understand, or maybe both. Feeling into things is a beautiful, incredible thing and really, really important for us. But sometimes we intellectualize what we're feeling. Sometimes we notice that, oh, I'm angry or I'm sad, and then we jump straight into I'm angry because, or I'm sad because, or I'm disappointed because. And if you're jumping into the because, you're not letting yourself truly feel it. You need to feel what's coming up first, then you can make sense of it. But you have to give your body and your nervous system and your entire physical being the chance to feel what's been going on for you. This can be supported through screaming into a pillow, laughing, finding something to laugh at, letting yourself listen to music that makes you cry, tapping into the feeling so that then you can get greater clarity with what's going on with your mind. Okay, my loves. Christy, hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so great. Thank you. Tell me what you'd like to talk about.
Relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. Current relationship or where you're headed?
Where I'm headed?
I pause with that because there feels like there's a few different things going on. Okay, I'm just going to see what your team want to talk about. You have a connection with your ancestors. What's your practice? What's your connection with your ancestors? How do you connect in with the loved ones who've crossed over? Do you just speak to them during your day? How do you connect in with your ancestors?
Yeah, I talk to them during the day, yes.
Yeah, beautiful. That's what they're showing me. So we will talk about where you're moving with relationships, but that's what they wanted to acknowledge first, is that they hear you talking to them. Please keep continuing to do that. Please also feel free to ask them questions. You might not get answers straight away in the way that you're hoping, but what they're saying is if you're asking specific questions and you're just sort of asking about where am I going and why does this look the way that it looks, why is this happening how it's happening, you'll notice that you'll get more clarity come through. They're also telling me that you actually get a bit of clarity at nighttime. So whether that's just before you fall asleep or in your dreams, you actually get a little bit of clarity on things then. So please keep checking in with your ancestors, asking them questions throughout the day, and they will help guide you and support you along the way. The other thing they're talking about is they're showing me a dog. Is that a dog that you've got now or a dog that's passed or a dog from childhood? If you're able to explain the dog, I'll be able to give you a bit more information.
Not sure. I where I live now, he's my grand fur baby, but I did lose a former dog that I gave to a friend. She passed 6 months ago, along with a deer cat. They passed within days of each other.
Okay, that's what I'm being shown them. Okay, that makes sense. They're just checking in, letting you know that they're here. You are surrounded. You have so much community support. You have so much support in the spirit realm. You really do. You've got this whole big community around you in the spirit realm. Do you sometimes feel...
You're giving me chills. That gives me chills, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. You have a huge community in the spirit realm. What they're showing me, though, is you have people around you here in the earth realm, but it doesn't always feel like it. Like your spirit team feels like a community, whereas here in the earth realm, you have people around you and you have people that you love and people who love you. But there's times where the way they're showing me is there's things you want to talk about. You know, whether it's relationship, whether it's stresses that you've got going on, that you don't, or it doesn't feel like a community.
True.
Is that something you're craving more of, or is that been by choice?
I'm pretty private anymore. The older I get now, I'm just more private and more... I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I asked if that's by choice. I can see why. I can see that the things that you've had to experience in life and the lessons that you have haven't always been kind, is the word that I want to use. Like, people haven't always been kind to you. And when you've tried to resolve problems, when you've tried to make things okay with other people, they've not always come back with the same level of kindness. Even if you've sort of had something going on with someone and you've owned your part in it, or you've expressed compassion and love, it feels like they haven't given it to that same level. Like, it might just be a bit dismissive, or it's not. People haven't really understood your depth of kindness and your depth of compassion and empathy towards them and towards yourself. You're really good at being empathetic and kind towards yourself. You've learnt your boundaries now. But what's happened is you haven't had that same level of love reciprocated from other people.
I sort of feel like ignored.
Pardon?
Ignored. I sort of feel like ignored. So I'm just fine with that. And I just stay in the background. Fine.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I can feel that. That's what I mean by it hasn't been the same level of reciprocity.
Fine.
You know, you're willing to talk things through. You're willing to make effort. And it just feels like so many people haven't been willing to make that much effort. And I'm not bringing it up to make you sad. I'm bringing it up to give you clarity, because what your team is showing me is you live with so much depth. Like, you feel everything very, very deeply. You feel life deeply. You feel other people really deeply. You feel experiences really intensely. And you've worked hard to not feel it so intensely. You've kind of done a little bit of work on, let me pull back from that a little bit because it's not working for me and it's not helping me and people aren't feeling it to the same level. So why should I? But they want to tell you that the way that you feel things is one of your greatest gifts, and it's going to support you moving forward in this relationship where the more that you just let yourself feel everything fully, whether it's, and I just spoke about this before I got onto your call, about feeling everything fully, feeling everything deeply, letting yourself trust that you're okay when big emotions come up and when big things come up, because you have this beautiful way of, I always say, reveal it, feel it, heal it, then release it. So revealing what's coming up for you, what feeling there is, sitting with it, healing, feeling it, then healing with it, sitting with it, understanding it, how you work through it, and then releasing that heaviness. And you are doing that really beautifully over the next few months. I want to breathe easier, because it's like you can breathe easier over the next few months because you're actually letting yourself feel to the depth that you feel. You're letting yourself be your full self, not kind of hiding off from how intense you are in a really, really good way. When I say intense, I mean in that really beautiful, passionate, you feel everything really strongly, you feel the world's stuff really strongly. It's going to help with this relationship because your partner, the way they're saying it is, enjoys the way you feel. And literally, and metaphorically, in that the way you're able to look at things differently to a lot of people do. So you know that about yourself. You kind of see the world differently to other people. You know, people might be talking about the news, or people might be talking about what's going on in the world, and you're able to go, hang on, I see that a little bit differently. It doesn't feel the same to me. There's no judgment. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just, you look at the world with a higher level perspective, and that's a beautiful thing. And this partner is going to, the more you let yourself do that, the more this partner will help you put some of those walls down that you've put up.
Nice.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I do have a different way of thinking about things. This is true.
And you're meant to. Like, that's a beautiful gift. It's not, I know sometimes it's felt frustrating because people haven't understood your perspective, or you've been like, why is, like, there's 10 other people in this room all on the same page and I don't think the same as them. What's wrong? Why am I not thinking the same? But it's actually a really powerful gift that you have to be able to see it from, the words your team's using is a higher perspective. And what they mean by that is, without ego, without judgment, without just getting caught up in society's norms and how we should be thinking, you're able to see things in a free thinking kind of way, not how we should be thinking about things. And that's a beautiful blessing that's made. Sometimes people have made you feel like you're wrong.
Sure. And I know it's the ego thing. When you let go of the ego, then you see things.
That's exactly
you it. See it. You got to drop that ego. And it's, you know, really hard for people. And but with my studies, I you know, but sometimes the ego will.
Sometimes the ego is loud. Sometimes the ego is tricky. And then we're. Yeah. Our ego is battling with other people's ego, and a lifetime of that.
It's really, So that's why I just try to take a step back from it all.
I understand.
Get a full picture.
Yeah. Because you haven't wanted to get caught up in the world's sometimes it's nonsense, the things that we get distracted by in the news or the things that we're told to focus on.
Yeah.
I totally understand why. Yeah, mm-hmm. It really is. And I think it's healthy. I think it's great that you've stepped back, but I don't want you to step back from this partnership. I don't want you to step back with how intensely you feel things in this relationship, because it's so beautiful for you. You are going to notice more and more, especially the next few months, but more and more over the coming years, how expansive you feel. And what I mean by that is, oh my gosh, I'm talking about things I would never have spoken about before, because this partner will, the more you open up, the more this partner will encourage you to share your views and encourage you to keep your free thinking way and encourage you to be passionate about the things that you're passionate about, and to not, to step back when you don't want to be part of the nonsense, but to not be worried about other people's stuff as well, and not be worried when other people have dismissed you or been unfair to you. As I'm saying this, I'm getting a little bit tight in my chest, and it's kind of hard for me to breathe. So sometimes other people's stuff can affect you really deeply. Like, I feel really tight-chested, and I feel it frustrated and teary, and I feel a whole heap of emotions coming up. So don't just isolate when you feel like that with other people's stuff. It's really healthy and really okay for you to acknowledge it and to feel it, even if you don't tell the other people about it. It's really healthy for you to acknowledge it, because you'll move through it much faster, and this partner is supportive in all of this.
That's terrific. Yeah.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I really love how you've been able to protect your own energy and honor your own energy. Just really honor your feelings now as they're coming up, because it's so much better than what you're thinking, because you are being heard and you are being seen and you're being supported.
That's great. Wonderful. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. You're gorgeous.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. This was just really enlightening. Something I needed, a little boost.
Oh, I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased. You deserve it. It's been tricky for you. It really has. But it's just, it's changing so beautifully and so peacefully. You've been craving this. So this isn't going to be like a big shock for you. You've, this ability for you to be able to share with your person and to just be you and to share your ideas and to not have those walls up is something you've been really ready to do for a long time. So now's the time.
Thank you. That's what I've been waiting for. I've always had the hope. Always be hopeful.
This is what I said. It won't be that surprising, because you have been waiting for this, and now it's just letting yourself do it. You know your healthy boundaries with other people, so don't worry about that. Don't worry about, oh, I have to keep my guards up, or I have to. You know how to have your healthy boundaries with other people, so just keep that as you've got it. But let yourself with the people who see you and whoever you like. When we're having this conversation, you can feel it, that you're seen and you're heard. So with the people who see you and hear you, bring those walls down and let yourself speak your truth, let yourself be yourself, speak how you want to speak, feel what you want to feel, because then you'll be really supported.
Sounds good. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Good night.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good.
How can I help you? What do you want to talk about?
Any messages came through?
Are you open to anything? You happy for me to go rogue?
Yes.
Perfect. I love this. And I love it when psychics let me go rogue. So please firstly tell me that you know that you're psychic.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. As soon as my energy shifted so much from the last caller, it was really beautiful and hers was really peaceful and sweet, but yours, I'm like, I feel bouncy and a little bit scattered, but in the best possible way. Okay. Spiritual gifts is the card that I pulled. Okay, so firstly, a couple of things I want to talk to you about, and I'm going to try and slow down because I feel really buzzy and really wired when I'm talking to you. Your psychic gifts, how are you using them at the moment?
I'm not.
Okay. No wonder that's the first thing that came up. It's the card that I pulled. It's they're not going to let you go without this. Now, I'm not saying you have to do what I'm doing and turn it into a whole full-time thing and be on the radio and do all of that. It doesn't need to be that for you, but I definitely would love for you to be using your gifts, even if it is just for your own well-being, is the word that I'm hearing, for your own well-being. So when we sit in logic, so when we're trying to overthink things, when we're trying to make sense of things, we're in our left side of the brain. The left side is for logic and language. And this is, we need this. It's really important. Obviously, we have to do some things logically at times. But we can get caught in the left brain logic where we're overthinking things, ruminating on things, trying to make sense of things. The right side of our brain is creativity and connection to spirit realm. So I want you to be able to sit in the right side of your brain more, which means tapping into your spiritual gifts and doing things that are creative, because the more you get out of logic, the easier it is going to be for you in day-to-day life. Because your gifts are so strong, because you're a psychic, you're not meant to be making decisions based on logical steps all the time. You know that. Every time you try and overplan something, overthink something, you end up just feeling uncomfortable, not right, stressed, and it doesn't flow easily. Yeah, because you're not meant to be doing it that way. You are not the person that's meant to have it all written down in notes and itemized and all, even though your brain wants you to, you are not meant to be the person that has everything all planned out, all thought out, all organized, because you will hit resistance every time. They're showing me like a wall. You'll hit a brick wall every time, because you're meant to be doing things through flow and through creativity and through, oh, that feels good, I'm just doing it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. Yes. I don't really mess with my creativity side. I feel like I don't really have a very much creativity side. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm glad I brought that up then, because you really, really do. And I used to think this too, because I mean, I couldn't draw and I couldn't paint. I couldn't do kind of things that I thought were creative. But creativity is anything where you're not using logic. So planting a garden is creative. Baking is creative. Anything where you're just doing things that get you out of overthinking and that don't feel logical and straightforward, that's creative. So it doesn't have to be what we think of in the traditional sense of creative. It's just anything that's getting you out of overthinking mind too much. Does that make sense? Does that feel a little bit more comfortable with creative?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, yes, so I want you to...
That makes a lot of sense.
Beautiful. I want you to spend more time in... Stamp collecting is creative. Like, it doesn't have to be anything that makes sense to anyone else. In fact, what your team is saying for you is the more you do things that don't make sense to everyone else, the easier your life flows. This is why they want you to tap into your creative side. This is why they want you to tap into your spiritual gifts, because the more you do, it will be easier to make the next steps on everything in life. You know, sometimes when we know we need to kind of make the next steps, or we need to make little changes in our lives, but we can't get there. It's like, I don't know what step to take next. I don't know what I'm doing next, because it will make more sense to you and be way easier if you're out of your head and if you're just flowing, doing creative things, finding the things that you feel passionate about, the things that you lie there thinking, gosh, I want to go and do this tomorrow, I can't wait to do that. The more you can do that, it's actually going to help you more with stability as well. So when I talk about stability,
okay,
they're showing me a couple of things. They're showing me mental health, which all of us, you know, it's important for all of us to take care of our mental health and feeling kind of as stable as we can in a chaotic world. And that doesn't mean we have to feel great all the time, but just taking care of our mental health. They're also showing me finances. So showing me it'll help you keep money in check and help you keep a balance where you've got money to spend, you've got money to save. It just feels more balanced with money. And they're also showing me with mood, and this is kind of linked in with mental health a bit, but they've separated mental health and mood, because sometimes the way they're showing me, I'm just going to try and explain what I'm being shown, but they're showing me your mental health is okay sometimes, but your mood can be a little bit squirrely. And that's because you just need to get out of your head and into your creativity. You know, sometimes we're like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just feel really flat or really miserable, or I don't feel great. And then it passes and you're like, oh, there wasn't anything truly going on. I just didn't feel great.
Right. I understand. I understand what you mean.
Beautiful. Yeah. So that's when tapping into those creative pursuits will be really, really good for you. That'll support you so, so much. The other thing they're asking you to do to connect in with your spiritual gifts, with your psychic gifts, is using things like pendulums. I've got a pendulum here. Using things like pendulums or oracle cards or anything that you're drawn to that might feel good. This is not something you have to do religiously. You don't have to do it every day. It shouldn't feel like a burden. It's just if you're drawn to something, if you see cards or if you see even little inspirational sayings or something that you feel drawn to, they're asking you to have them with you so that you can use them. Do you already have that?
Okay. Yes. Yes, I am already. I do some of the oracle cards from day to day.
Perfect. Okay. So keep using them, but just be more intentional about the fact that you are psychic and do have really strong gifts. Like, no more dismissing it, no more kind of putting it on the back burner, because it's actually the key to help bringing in more consistency, more stability, more peace of mind. It's actually how you do all the things that you've been craving and wanting. There's definitely more of a sense of peace that's come in for you recently. Tell me that you've noticed that you feel there's a different kind of feeling around you in the last month or two.
Yeah, and I can't pinpoint what it is exactly, but yeah.
Yeah, that's how I've seen it too. It's like I'm trying to describe it and I can't describe it. There's a different feeling around you. So this is why. Oh, I love that they've shown me this. The last month or two, probably about six weeks, has just been this shift where you're knowing on a soul level of, oh, hang on, I'm not just in the 3D having the human experience. I also have this really powerful team supporting me and I can connect into them at any time and I don't have to trudge through trying to overthink all the time and trying to think through the human experience so intensely. We're here for a human experience. There's meant to be, you know, the things that we've got to do. We've got to pay the bills and all of the things that we need to do. But it's like in the last 6 weeks, you've just had this knowing of, hang on, it's not always going to be as hard as what it's been. It's softening a lot for you at the moment. You've already started feeling it. I don't know what it is, but I know it's changing. It's going to continue to change for you as long as you let yourself get out of the overthinking and out of your head a little bit and tap into your body, move your body more and tap into your creativity. And you're going to notice massive changes by the middle of next year. There's huge changes in your life, which is so powerful and so beautiful.
Great.
Okay, my love.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. It'll be so gorgeous for you and you really are going to enjoy things a lot easier than what you've been able to. So I love that for you.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you everyone so much. My name's Jax Potter. I'm all over socials if you want to find the Psychic Psych, and I'll see you next week.